Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our live post. Well, almost live, but our weekly devotional. And we're going to take a step back from the hard sayings of Jesus for a week and talk a little bit about the end times with the invasion of Israel by Hamas, troubles at the northern border with Hezbollah. President Biden going to Israel raises a lot of questions. Before that, however, again, tonight is 180 Wednesday or Wednesday 180, and we'll continue in Galatians chapter 4 tonight, and dinner's at 6. Choir is around 7 o'clock for those in the choir, and also first place for health, and I think Jolynn and Angela have been doing a class in the vestry, so kids program will be upstairs on the third floor, and so on. Sunday, of course, we'll have our worship service, 9:30 traditional and contemporary at 11 o'clock, and we'd love to see you. Bring your family, bring your kids. We have a great kids program at 11:30 also on Sunday, so we look forward to seeing you. I wanted to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and talk a little bit about what might the end times look like. You know, I believe we're in the end times, but more specifically, the way things look before Jesus returns for the church and the tribulation starts, and what some of those things will look like. So let's read this, and then we'll go from there. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now concerning, so he's setting the stage here, about the coming of Christ and our being gathered together to him. The rapture of the church. Paul says, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed either by a spirit or spoken word or letter seeming to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has already come. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, only he who now restrains it will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all powers and false signs and wonders and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion, so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The word of the Lord. A lot going on in this chapter. First and foremost, Paul tells the Thessalonians, Jesus has not come for his church yet. Jesus has not come to the world yet, during like when his millennial reign will start. Apparently, there were rumors spread that Jesus had already come and that the Thessalonican church, for whatever reason, missed it. So he says, don't be quickly shaken or alarmed. Don't be afraid that this has happened already. It hasn't happened. Let no one deceive you, verse 3. That day will not come, the coming of Christ, the rapture of the church, until there is a falling away or a rebellion, part one, and then secondly, the man of lawlessness will be revealed. Now, this is an interesting verse because we are living in a time when church attendance is dropping rapidly, some from COVID and for other reasons. There's this thing called deconstruction going on where people who said they were Christians are now leaving the church, and that continues as well. Paul predicted this, and this is a prophecy here, that before Christ returns, there will be a great departure from the church, a great falling away. And also the man of lawlessness will be revealed. we could be living in a time where the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is a politician. He could even be the leader of a country in the world right now and is waiting to be revealed. But then notice it also says that he will take his seat in the temple, which is interesting because there is no Jewish temple yet, and he will proclaim himself to be God. Now, some say that has to happen before the rapture of the church, certainly the second coming of Christ to reign on earth. But regardless, there is no temple at this time. And it talks about he that restrains the evil, and we believe that's the Holy Spirit and the church. And so because the church is here and the Spirit of God indwells his people, and the Spirit of God is restraining and holding back. Imagine if the Holy Spirit wasn't holding back evil, how much more evil we would see in the world. And then it also talks about there will be a strong deception and a strong delusion where people, many will not believe. Now, many of us are praying for a revival before Christ returns. That may or may not happen, but there certainly will be a revival during the tribulation. But what's going on currently in Israel, it could be a prelude to some of these things that are mentioned here. We know we'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. We are seeing a great departure of Christians from the church, or I would say professing Christians. That's because you profess doesn't mean you possess Christ. But there are many who are leaving the faith, so to speak. And apparently that's going to continue. And then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, and he will exalt himself as God in the temple. Now, we're going a little longer than usual, but there's a lot to cover here. Some would say that this has already happened, that, for example, Antiochus Epiphanes, he defiled the second temple a couple hundred years before the birth of Christ, but he never proclaimed himself to be God while sitting in the throne of the temple, or in the temple. He didn't set up a throne there. Some say Titus of Rome did that as well in 70 AD, but the temple was burned during the siege of Jerusalem, and Titus, he did make sacrifices and offerings, but that was outside of the temple. He did not sit on the throne in the temple and declare himself to be God. So we're still waiting for that to happen. So history tells us that that has not been fulfilled yet. So as you're concerned about signs of the end, remember that there is a great falling away, a great departure, and then the man of lawlessness will be revealed. And these things could happen concurrently or also quickly in sequence, if you will, including a temple being built. But right now, those things haven't happened. So we'll be talking more about this in Sunday worship down the road, but I wanted to give you some things to think about. I look forward to seeing many of you tonight and also Sunday morning. God bless you as you consider 2 Thessalonians 2, and have a great day. Bye now.